Hello, everybody, and welcome back or welcome to the 27th episode of the Volley Talk podcast. My name is Tasha, and I am your host for today. Today, we are going to be doing something a little different. Last year, I said that I would post up one interview with a guest and another episode of me sharing my experiences and insights as a volleyball player that hopefully will help anyone else who is going through the same things as well. So for today's episode, let's talk about injuries, something that almost every athlete has experienced or might experience, but something that we all dislike. I've had my fair share of injuries, from shoulders to knees to ankles. And as much as they suck, they always teach me a lot about myself, ways to improve, and they challenge my mindset. So today, I want to share with you some of the lessons that I have learned from my injuries and how you can apply them if you're going through the same thing as well. The first biggest lesson that I learned is to learn to listen to my body. Most athletes like to push themselves to the limits, and even when they feel pain, they tell themselves that it is bearable and they can push through it. In some cases, that is true. However, I learned a very big lesson when I had my foot injury last year. I was playing an indoor volleyball match when I had jumped up to hit a ball. Got blocked, wanted to cover myself when a teammate ran from behind and helped me cover the ball. I landed on her and twisted my left ankle. At that moment, I felt a sharp pain. However, it was gone the next second and for the rest of the match, so I just ignored it, thinking it was just a small ankle sprain and as long as I iced it, it would be fine. Over the next few days of practices, everything was fine. Until one day, I was just walking to the back of the court, I suddenly twisted the same left ankle again and fell down. And again, I wasn't very concerned. In fact, I thought it was funny that I could twist my ankle by just walking on a flat surface. We had 2 days off for the weekend, and the next week when we started practice, I could really begin to feel some discomfort in my ankle. I told myself that it was just a small pain, and it would go away soon as long as I iced it after practice. We had another match for the week, and when I turned from the net to get back to my position, once again, I twisted the same ankle for the third time. Probably due to adrenaline, I didn't feel the pain and continued playing until we won. However, this time, after the match, I knew that something was wrong. I finally decided to consult the trainers in school, but upon examining it, they told me that it wasn't that serious and it would recover within a week or two. So for the next few practices and games, I just wrapped my foot in tape and continued playing. If I were to be 100% honest with myself, the only reason that I continued holding on for so long was that I didn't want to miss out. I had just come to the US from a lockdown. I missed playing volleyball and I had felt that it was so unfair if I could not play. But such is life. Sometimes things don't go the way you want them to and you just got to accept them. I continued playing on a bad foot for almost a month more. There were times when it was so damn painful that I would just be limping off the court, and I still thought it was a mental problem and not a physical one. I kept telling myself to just push through the pain if I want to play. It reached a point where the pain was unbearable, and my trainers finally decided to send me to see a doctor and get an X-ray. That's when we realized that I had fractured the navicular bone of my foot and I had a partial tendon tear. I was shocked. I had been playing on a broken foot for a month. It was way more serious than I had thought it had been. The doctor immediately ordered me to stop playing, and I had to be on crutches for 2 weeks. During the recovery period, I had a lot of time to reflect and think about my actions. It was a great lesson for me to learn to listen to my body. Had I immediately stopped when I felt something was wrong, it probably wouldn't be as bad and I would come back faster. What I realized is that there is a fine line between pushing through pain and knowing when to stop. I can't tell you exactly where the line splits, but it's important for you to find the balance as you get to understand your body better. Now, after speaking to trainers and more experienced players, I understand that everyone feels some sort of pain sometimes just because of the amount of load we're putting onto our bodies. When we start to feel something is a bit off, we can do some preventative exercises or just take a break and let our bodies recover, which leads me to my next point. Trust yourself in coming back. I don't know if you feel this way too, but when I was out, I felt very anxious and worried all the time. Worried that I was missing out or that I would have to catch up a lot when I got back. Worried that everyone else was surpassing me. Worried that I could never return back to normal again. Worried about 1,001 things. Now looking back, I can laugh at myself. The funny and pleasantly surprising thing is that now I'm playing at my highest level of volleyball in my entire life. I'm not very sure how or why, but I think I can attribute it to a few things that I will discuss more in my next point. As hard as it might seem to believe, especially if you're going through a horrible injury now, you will come back and you will come back even stronger than ever because you now have a deeper understanding of your body and how it works. My coach once told me, sometimes you got to take a step back to move forward. And whenever I think of that, I imagine an arrow being pulled back on the bow. It is gaining potential energy, and when it is released, all of it will be converted to kinetic energy and it will travel forward. The most important thing is to be present with nurturing your injury, stop worrying about what you're missing out on, and trust that you'll be able to return to normal or at an even higher level. So, what can we do while we are recovering? The third lesson that I learned is to take the time to work on other things while we are injured. Part of the reason I believe that helped me grow my game despite not being able to train was that I really learned how to watch and observe. I watched lots of games from the sidelines. I watched films. I asked questions. I think that if I didn't have this time off, I would never have learned the skill of watching and learning. There is a Chinese saying that goes, "The spectator sees the game better than the players." Just because I was forced to sit and watch, I noticed little tendencies. I noticed girls' attitudes during games. I noticed team dynamics and then many other intangible things. I think all that noticing and watching actually built my maturity as a volleyball player. I took note of the things that I liked and what I didn't want to be. Besides that, I had a lot of time to work on my upper body because I couldn't use my legs. It was a blessing in disguise because I always had a weaker upper body. Now, I had no excuse but to work on it, and it has definitely brought my game to the next level. My point is, instead of focusing on what you are missing out on, getting injured is actually a great chance for us to expand and turn our heads to other things that we never considered before, that will actually help us to become more holistic players. When I was injured, I still like to make sure that I was doing something volleyball related to keep my mind engaged. The next lesson that I learned and will carry forward into the future is that it is extremely important to get into a proper, structured recovery program if you want to come back faster from an injury. For some reason, my school trainers and doctor didn't suggest putting me in a physical therapy program for my rehab. I was out there freestyling on my own until I realized that it doesn't work. I didn't know what to do, how to take things step by step, and often overshot myself and make it painful again. I started pushing them to let me join PT, and it was a game changer. The PT broke down my recovery phase into little manageable goals, and every week I got stronger and stronger. That gave me the confidence to return playing because I know that I'm almost 100% recovered. I guess my point is that sometimes we think we can figure it out all by ourselves, but it is so much better and easier to seek professional help. It takes the doubt, stress, and worry off our shoulders because we can trust in their program. And through working with a PT, you gain extra knowledge on how to prehab and rehab. Last but not least, kind of a funny lesson that I learned was to let myself go and enjoy a normal life outside of volleyball. When I was injured, I was very stressed out and depressed. I think it was because I always held my identity as a volleyball player very strongly, and when that was taken away, I felt like an empty shell. A big part of me was gone, and I didn't know how to fill that void. It sounds silly, but I was punishing myself, and I didn't allow myself to enjoy some other normal human things like going to the cinema, going to theme parks, just relaxing for one whole day, or even just eating junk food. I got better in the process and I slowly began to understand that there is really not much else I can do or work on physically and mentally. And as harsh as this might sound, volleyball is not everything in life. Yes, it is a big part of our lives, but what I learned is that there is so much more to it. The people who are loving and supporting you, little things that make you happy, there's school, there's work, and there's life to tend to. This is just a small challenge that we have to face in a whole spectrum of life. I think that it is important to go out and have fun to keep our mental, emotional, and spiritual health in check. It is definitely better than laying in bed, punishing yourself for something that happened that wasn't even your fault. That being said, it is important to still maintain a balance and not yourself be too loose, because then it will take an even longer time to come back. But I think that just taking some time off and actually experiencing life is a great way to help us stay in a positive mood, which will then help us recover faster. So there you go. These are the five main lessons that I learned from getting injured. Listening to my body, trusting myself in coming back, taking the time to work on other things, getting to a good recovery program, and learning to enjoy a normal life outside of volleyball. What are some of the lessons that you have learned if you have gotten injured before? Do share with me, as I'd like to learn from you too. I know that when you're injured, sometimes it can feel extremely lonely and scary, but just know that you are not alone and that you are still loved and supported. And as hard as it might be, just trust and believe in the process. Everything that happens to us happens for a reason, and it is up to us to take it in a good way or not. I hope that my sharing for today has helped you to see that injuries, as much as they suck, are often actually blessings in disguise, and we can still choose to make the most of it. If you found this episode helpful, share it with your friend, your teammates, or even your coach. And if you have any other questions that you would like to ask, or any other topics that you would like to cover, please do send me a message on Instagram at TheVolleyTalkPodcast or use the hashtag TheVolleyTalkPodcast. Once again, thank you for joining us, and I'll see you in the next episode.